At this time, I invite our children to gather around if they aren't already. And you see, I've got this glass here, and I don't know, what would you say about this glass? Would you say that it's half full? Would you say it's half empty? I don't know, people are always going back and forth on this. We can never agree. We see the same thing, but it just looks different to some of us. Well, I guess that solved it. Because now, what is it? It's empty, right? But even then, people might still see it a little different. Because, you know, some of us might look at it and say, man, that's empty. And we grumble and we complain. There's nothing in this glass. And I'm so thirsty. I've been outside playing and I just wanted something delicious to drink. But then someone else might look at it and say, ooh-hoo, an empty glass. I can put my favorite drink in here. Does anyone have a favorite drink? Apple juice, grape juice, yeah, maybe Sprite or Coke, milk, water, yeah, Capri Suns, that's right, yeah, so lots of great drinks. And so you can see it and complain because there's nothing in it, or maybe see it for the possibility of what it could be. I guess there are going to always be different ways of looking at any situation. And our scripture this morning is kind of that way. You see, the Sunday morning after Jesus was crucified, after he was up on the cross, someone, Mary Magdalene, came to his grave. And when she got there, the stone that was covering the grave was rolled to the side, and she didn't know what had happened. And so she ran to go find Peter and John, and she said, they've taken our Lord, and I don't know where they've put him. And so the three of them ran as fast as they could to get back to the tomb. Just so you know, Peter was in last place. But I guess that doesn't matter. And they all three saw the exact same thing. But it didn't look exactly the same to them. You see, Peter, when he looked, he was confused. He saw the linens, the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' body, and he saw it thrown to the side, and he thought, I don't know what this is. He was confused. And Mary Magdalene, she saw that the stone had been rolled away, and she was curious. She was like, I wonder what happened. I'm going to go find Peter and John, and we're going to figure this out. And then there was John. By the time he got there, he went into the tomb, and our scripture tells us that he saw and he believed. That he saw and he believed. He believed. Now, I don't know how much John understood, but I think maybe he understood that Jesus had been raised just like Jesus promised he would. You see, Peter, when he got there, he was confused, and Mary got there and she was curious, and John got there and he believed. And it reminds us that three people all saw the same thing and had different reactions. I think sometimes that's like us with the story of Jesus. Some of us hear what happened with the empty tomb, with Jesus raising from the dead, and we're confused. And others hear and we're curious, and still others hear and they believe. And I want to remind you that it's okay to be confused by God sometimes. It's okay to be curious about our faith. The key thing is we want to remember to believe. So can you put your hands together and let's say a prayer. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, today we see an empty grave. Help us to see and believe that Jesus is risen. Amen.